We are learning with Staffless Erev and Daf Nun Aleph on base, and we are beginning on the bottom of Nun Aleph on Aleph on the bottom. Now, in order to understand this following Machloikas Rav Nachman or Rav Chista, we have to be very clear in the Mishnah. If you go back and look at the Mishnah, Memtes Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says a story where someone is making a Shvisa ahead of himself 2,000 Amos by the base of a tree. So it says over there that works. And then it says, what about the make a Shvisa right here Bim Kaimi? It says, Meinim Makir, Sheinim Bakav Alach of Amos Shvisa Bim Kaimi. You also get 2,000 Amos each way. And then the Mishnah says, V'zuhi she'amru ani ma'ar baraglav. This is talking about an ani who you're allowed to make a erev baraglav, not with pas. Rameya says, anu ein lonu el ani, and Rav Yudah says, even an asher could use raglav also. Le'amru ma'ar b'pas, we only said you have to use bread to be makel on the asher to send the shliach. But of course, ma'ar baraglav is even better. And even an asher, even someone who has bread, is allowed to make erev baraglav. That's the machlekes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. But to explain it exactly, we have Machlekes Amarayim in our Gemara, and therefore the other lines in the Mishnah make a difference what it means also. So let's learn the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman. Machlekes b'mekaymi. The whole Machlekes is, if someone says he walks to a certain spot, he says, I want my Shvisa to be here. That's where there's a Machlekes. The Rameir saw the Iker Erev a pass. The Rameir holds Iker Erev is a pass. And therefore, even if he says Shvisasi Mekayimi, he's standing on the spot, Dafka Ani could do it. Ani who the Kilu Rabbanu Aleha, only Ani can make such an Erev by standing here. Aval Asher Loi, Asher no, he has to bring his bread here. It's not enough to stand here. And Rabbi Yehuda, who argues in Aramea, holds Sava Ike Erev Beregel. He holds Ike Erev Beregel. Echad Ani Vechad Asher. So if you go stand here and say, this is my Shvisa, of course it works. Aval Mako Employni, but Rav Nachman says, if someone says, I want to make a Shvisa down there, that lekuliyama only works by a ani. I've more complaining that I call ani in asher loy, only ani and not asher. So what Rameir is doing is limiting the machlekes Rameir Rav Yehuda to saying that the only time, according to Rav Yehuda, even an asher could do it, only if he's standing in the spot because he holds ikar erev beregel. But to make an erev 2,000 yards ahead of me and say that spot to me my erev, that's only by a ani, a guy who has nothing else. But an asher cannot do that lekuliyama. That's according to Rav Nachman. And when the Mishnah says v'zuhi she'amru. When it says the Mishnah that the Zuhi Shamru Oniba Araglov, who's saying that? Manktar La Rameya. And that we'll see that be Lakuyama. That's Rameya talking. Vaheke, what's it going on? It's going on any makirish, any baki bahalacha. It's going on a case where a guy wants to make shvisa right here. And even then, Dafka Oni could do it. It's going back not on the case where I'm saying I want to make my shvisa by the trunk of the tree. I'm saying I want Shvisa right here. And still, Rameh is saying, Dafka only could do it, not an usher. Because that's where the Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda is. Even when I'm saying Shvisa Bim Kaimi. And when the Mishnah ends off, Le'omru Ma'arvim Bepas El HaKum, Ma'ang Tani Lach, Rav Yehuda is saying it. Rav Yehuda is saying is that the whole din of Ma'arvim Pas only a Kula. But of course, Ma'arv Raglov is the main type area if you're saying Shvisa Bim Kaimi. Ma'ang Tani Lach, Rav Yehuda. So that's Rav Nachman's shots. Well, Rav Nachman's chiddush is two things. First of all, he's saying that if I say shvisasi b'mekaymi, which means down, shvisasi makom ploini, which means I make a shvisa by the trunk or tree or down there, that the kuliyam is only ani, not even machlekes. And the second point that he makes is that if I'm saying shvisasi b'mekaymi, I want to make a shvisa right here. I'm standing right here making a shvisa here. It's dafka ani, not an asher, according to Rav Meir, and according to Rav Yehuda, saya ani, saya asher. That's Rav Nachman's version of our machlekes. Rav Chista is more makel. Chista argues. Chista, I'm a machlekes and makom ploini. The machlekes want to say shvisa by the trunk of the tree. The Rameh is of ani in asher loy dafka ani not an asher. Dafka, someone's on the way, he has no bread. That's what he could do. That Rav Yehuda sava echad ani mecha asher. Even an asher could do it. He also could say shvisa b'makom ploini. Shvisa is by the trunk. Avam b'mekaymi. But if I'm standing in the place, according to Rav Chista, divrei akol echad ani echad asher. Everyone agrees they can make an erev right here. The ikar erev regel. I'm right here. I'm standing here with my feet. I have to bring bread here. Vezui shomer ma'ik tani lo, and that says the Mishnah. Vezui shomer onim ragu raglov. Who is it? It's Rav Meir. Vahikoy. What's going on? Ahav mishababa derech v'chashka. It's going back on the case where I'm saying shvisasi b'makoyim ploini down there, because that's where Rav Meir is saying dafka ani. But when you say when I make a shvisa right here, everyone agrees I could do that. And the last part of the Mishnah says, "Le'omru ma'arvim b'pas el hakol." We only said you have to use pas to be makel. Mank tarn la diberkal. Everyone agrees to that statement, because according to Rav Chista, Ramei also holds pas as a kula, because Ramei holds be standing in this place. You could do an erev even if you're asher. So even according to Ramei, it's true that the only reason why he said a pas was to make a kula on you, that you could send a shliach to make an Erev. Akaponim here, that's where I have here, Machlekes, Rav Nachman, and Rav Chista. What's pshat? Rav Nachman says that even according to Rav Yehuda, he agrees, v'mokim ployni is dafka ani, and the Machlekes is v'mokimi, right here, is the Machlekes, if even Asher could do it. According to Rav Chista, v'mokim ployni is the Machlekes, when I say by the trunk, that's Machlekes of Rav Meir Yehuda, if dafka ani or Asher, but where you are in this place, where you stand in this place, make a shvisa l'kuli alma, it's thai ani, thai Asher. So Gemara says, have a riot to Rav Nachman. Tanya kava say to Rav Nachman. Have a braisa, it's a riot to Rav Nachman. It says in the braisa like this. Echad oni ve'echad oshem arvam pas. Sai, a person who's oni, which means he has nothing, and Sai is an osher, is a rich person, pas works. Lo yetze osher chutz utchum, and a osher should not go out of his tchum. What does it mean he shouldn't go out of his tchum? So Rashi says, lav davka means to the end of his tchum, or it means, since you get four amas out of your 2,000, it means out of your tchum to your four amas. Lo yitzei er shechutz atchum v'yoyimer and say shisasi b'koymi. You should not say. Asher can't say shisasi b'koymi. V'shiloy amru ma'arvim b'regel l'misha baba derech v'chashkod. The only one who could do ma'arvim b'regel is either if you're ani or if you're baba derech and you like ani, you don't have any bread. Divrame. So my first in this bright like Rav Nachman that an asher cannot say shisasi b'koymi. Divrame. V'doyimer echad ani v'echad asher ma'arvim b'regel. They can ma'arvim b'regel and go shisasi b'koymi. V'yetzei osher chutz l'tchum, the osher go out of his tchum, v'ayimar, tahei shvisasi mekoyimi. My shvisa should be right there. V'zeu ikrish erev, that's the main part of the erev. This is Rabbi Huda talking. So you see clearly, the machlekes is by shvisasi b'mekoyimi, where he actually walked there, it's machlekes if an osher could do that or not. This is a right to Rav Nachman. V'etiru chacham l'baal bayis, sholeich eruvai b'yad avdoi, b'yad benoi, b'yad shluchoi. The chachamim allowed the baal bayis to send his erev with his servant, or his son, or his shliach, or his agent, v'shvilakalav to make on him. So Rav Yehuda holds that if you stand in that spot, even an usher could do it. And Rav Yehuda is a ma'isa to his halacha. Rav Yehuda, ma'isa ba'anshi beis mamul, ba'anshi beis gurya. There was these two families, the family of beis mamul and the family of beis gurya, ba'aruma in the place called Aruma, shayim echalken gregus smuklaniyim. We used to give out every day dried figs and grapes to the poor people, b'shnei b'tzuris, in the days of hunger. And on Shabbos, these aniyim also wanted to get their food. Ubon and Niim Kfar Shichim and Kfar Chananya, and the Niim of Kfar Shichim and Kfar Chananya used to come, Umach Shichim al Tchum, used to come and make their Shvisa in between the two cities, in order for us to go tomorrow. And even though they were like Ashirim, why? Because they have bread at home. They had a little bread, they had enough bread at home. And still, they walked to the Tchum and made that Tchum there. So you see, Rav Yehuda is bringing a raya that even an usher can be ma'arav beregel, machshich ma'al tchum, and lemachos mashkim in a bomb, and the next day they came and walked to that spot. And like we said, so Rav Yehuda was bringing a raya to himself that you see that ik'arav beregel, even though these aniyim had food in the house and like a shirim, still they were ma'arav beregel. That's Rav Yehuda's raya. But like upon him, what we do see in this whole braisa, that the machlokes or mayor Rav Yehuda is talking about a machlokes by shvisasi b'mkaymi, even if I'm making an arav beregel mamish, not something that's down there, even right here, still machlokes if an usher could do it. According to Ramea, usher cannot do it. According to Rav Yehuda, usher could do it. Rav Ashi is going to bring another raya to Rav Nachman. Om Rav Ashi, masisim nami deka. There's a raya from the Mishnah also like Rav Nachman. Diktani. We learned in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah later on in Daphne Bezim and Aleph. It says like this, Mishi yotza leilech le'ir shema arvim lo. He was about to go, he was in city A, he wanted to go to city B, and it was 4,000 amas away, so he had to make an erev in between the two cities. So he walked out towards that city in order to make an erev Shabbos. Mishi yotza leilech le'ir shema arvim lo, v'chziru chaveira, and on the way, his friend said, don't go there now, because there's a big storm ahead. And he turned around and went back home, v'chziru chaveira. The halach is that on Shabbos, hu mutar leilech, he's allowed to go to the city tomorrow morning when the storm ends, because he had an erev, we'll see in a second. V'chol b'nei yir asurim, but all the people from the city who are planning on going, they're asur. They can't go, they're Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Yehuda says. And the question is why? V'vina ba ma'ishna iu, why he could go, ma'ishna iu, why can't, you know, what's them is them and him. V'am Rav Huna says, ha'chum ha'yaskin, gosh yesh le'shnei batim, u'shnei t'chum yishavas b'neim. The case was that he had a house in this city and a house in the other city, and that's why they wanted to go there. That's the pshat they wanted to go to. That's how some Hashem learned. They're just saying the reason why he wanted to go there because he had two houses. There's two tchum shavs in between. Iu, he, since he went out towards, he went out to the road and he said, I want, and then he heard about this, he had to turn around. But he said, you know what? Shvisasi bim makom plaini. My shvisa is bim kaimi. I want my shvisa to be at the end of the tchum. And he pointed towards that direction. He said, my shvisa is towards that place. So therefore, havale ani, and therefore he's a ani. And because he planned on leaving today, so right now he's ani, he had no bread. So it works to say, shvisasi bim makom plaini. I want a shvisa by that trunk of the tree. But the people from the city, even though they said, you know, I want my shvisa to be by a trunk of a tree, but they are ashirim because they're still sitting at home. They didn't actually leave. They're still sitting at home. Therefore, they are like rich people. Ashirim. So what do you see? This is Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda is the more mekel shita. And still Rav Yehuda's saying is, the person who left, so he's like an ani, so he could say shvisasi by the trunk of the tree. But shaking the people of the city, since they are ashirim, even if they say, I want to make a shvisa by the trunk of the tree, it does not work. Why not? Because they're ashirim. And even if Rav Yehuda agrees, when I say shvisasi b'makom plaini down there, it's dafka ani, not a asher. This is like Rav Nachman, the whole machloikis is by shvisasi b'makomi. But by shvisasi b'makom plaini, by the trunk of the tree, there, even Rav Yehuda agrees dafka ani. Like we have here, this is Rav Yehuda talking. Dafka ani. Dafka ani. I'm a kol b'makom plaini ani in asher loy. Dafka ani, not a asher. Shema mino, you see clearly that's the facts. That dafka ani, not a asher, even for Rav Yehuda. And we will mafarish the Mishnah like most of the Rishonim mafarish. Rashi later on, like that upshot that the ani, we call him the ani, the guy who left, said, I want to make a shvisasi but ikroi, by the trunk of the tree. And the people in the city said it also. And the shaila is asher or ani. There's another upshot in Rashi here that even though he didn't say it, it's ki'ilu he said it, but mal complained him. Because since he left, it's an ansadi, he wants to make the heir of a mokum plaini. And Rashi has rias to that. That's the fit Rashi, that's why it says the case was he had two houses, because that makes the ansadi. Like upon him, we have two rias like Rav Nachman. Masi la Rav Chiya Ba'ashi, L'Chiya Ba'Rav. Rav Chiya Ba'ashi was teaching our Mishnah to Chiya Ba'Rav, Kamei de Rav, from a Rav, and he learned Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher. He brought in Rav Yehuda Shita, Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher can make an heir of a raglov. Omle Rav, Sayin Beinami Alach Rav Yehuda. End off that we passing like this, passing like Rav Yehuda. And Rashi says, Alach Rav Yehuda uku Rav Nachman b'mkoymi. And we pass Rav Yehuda, but like Rav Nachman, who says, Davka b'mokom where I'm standing, does it work for Asher. But mokom plainly, there even Rav Yehuda agree, not Asher, only Ani. And like the two riots in the Gemara. How did Rashi know as Rav meant? So Rav Shah says, because if it meant like Rav Chista, so then Echad Ani v'Echad Asher is like could stim like Rav Meir also in a case where it's Makami. Therefore, since he says him and said this has to be like Rav Yehuda, and his lach Rav Yehuda must be like Rav Nachman that the machlokes is b'mkaimi. Akaponim, he's saying the lach is the paskin that if you stand beregel the erev is kind of b'mkaimi, but makam plaini maybe not because there according to Rav Nachman even Rav Yehuda agreed dafka oni and not a asher. So the Gemara says a ma'isa to bring out this halacha. Rabba bar Rav Chana have a rogel the osi marativa lepumpadisa. Rav Chanan, he used to always come marativna lepumpadisa. Walk from it was every Shabbos. He walked from there to there. But Amai used to say teishu shasi b'tzinsa. I want my shvisa to be like Erev Shabbos said. My shvisa is by that certain tree called a tzinsa, a certain place, that exact place. I want that to be my erev. So he's saying I want my erev to be by that mokum mesuyim. And L'chayra, he's an usher. So what's going on here? Amalei Abaya, my daitech, why did they do this? Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Lach Rav Yehuda, because he passed like Rav Yehuda, even an usher could do it? V'om Rav Chista, Rav Chista says, Machloikis is Mokam Plaini, that the Machloikis is Mokam Plaini, that according to Rav Chista, according to Rav Yehuda, Mokam Plaini works even by a rich person, by an usher. But that's not true. V'om Rav Nachman, V'tayinkva say, we have Rav Nachman, and we have a brice like him. And according to Rav Nachman, usher can't say B'mokam Plaini, even according to Rav Yehuda. So how do you say, my heir is B'mokam Plaini, by tinsel? Amalei, hadu be antaka chayzer, because we take a pask like Rav Nachman that even Rav Yehuda is only makel if you go standy yourself. But if you say b'mokom plaini, it does not work. It does not work, and therefore you have to walk to that spot if you're asher. But you can't say b'mokom plaini. The only heta b'mokom plaini is only yitchoshka loyaderach.